the power and the size of the hurricane, what we call, say, Category 3, 4, 5, depends on the connection to the ionosphere. These can come and go based on solar conditions. Like right now, for example, we have a number of conditions that are driving these storms. In fact, we have, if you look around the equator of the Earth, we have some serious major storms right now.
All right, give us some of those conditions.
We have the return August electrical current sheet, which we are passing through, which fights the solar wind coming out in the other direction. So it's like two rivers of electrical current fighting each other, colliding with each other, causing vortices and instability in the electrical conditions around Earth. The other thing, which is major right now, is on August 14th, we had a new moon. And what happens there is the new moon many times triggers these electrical conditions because it sets out of our protective magnetic field between us and the sun during new moon. And as it passes the next day or two, it loses that electrical connection between and blocking the solar wind. And all of a sudden, that solar wind just comes pounding into Earth, and we just get a shock. And that's what triggers many of these hurricanes.
And why then, and you talked a little bit about August being very active electrically,
yes.
Is that the reason why August and September right now are seeing so many of these hurricanes?
And yes, and this is a very active year because we've had tremendous solar flares this last year, as you know. We've done shows on this.
Sure.
And so there's no question that the sun is really pumping out these flares. And the point I always make is scientists say that if a flare misses us, it didn't do any damage. Well, I disagree. Every flare is building up the solar capacitor and providing energy, pumping energy into that solar energy system, electrical energy system. And when it breaks down and starts returning, and this energy returns, just as in any stored energy system, then what we're dealing with now is a solar system with far more electrical energy stored up than normal. So the electrical return current sheet in August is much more active than normal. The sun's solar wind has been very erratic, and you can see this in, for example, the plasma magnetic field, where it's flipping very quickly. It's flipping much more rapidly than normal, and a lot of times it's that rapid change, not how much it flips, but how rapidly it flips, that causes literally holes in our protective magnetic field in the solar wind comes pounding through. Or the other thing that happens is it compresses our magnetic field. The protons come around one way, the electrons come around the other way, and that causes a battery, a transverse.
Well, do you
battery.
Think the shifting magnetic field has anything to do with this, too?
Well, there's two parts to our magnetic field. There's the permanent field that's locked in Earth, and that's what you measure typically when you have a compass in your hand.
Right, which is moving, right?
Which is moving and slowly and responding somewhat to these external conditions, but we have layers and layers of magnetic field in the plasma above us. The ion jet streams, the ionospheric jet streams contribute to it. We have the Van Allen belts, and then we have the overall larger scale plasma magnetic field that sits out and is buffeted by the solar wind. All of these layers of magnetic field combine and contribute to our overall protective magnetic field. And this is what can change and break down and compress. And many physicists have spent their entire lives studying these changes. But right now we're in a very active time where the sun is very active, and the Earth is, we're seeing that, the result of that in Earth weather, not only in hurricanes, but like you say, you're in, is it St. Louis?
I'm in St. Louis right now before I go back to Los Angeles in a couple weeks.
Right, and we're seeing intense storms. I'd like to point out that when Hurricane Francis actually hit landfall, that there was a storm that stretched from Ontario, Canada, down to about Oklahoma. It had far more electrical energy and far more water in it than Francis did. And a lot of tornadoes and active weather spawned out of that that big system. It was a linear system that stretched north and south.
Well, now, under your theory, though, Jim, can you use that to predict hurricanes? I mean, will you know generally when things are going to happen?
Oh, yes. And in fact, I've been doing that. And a short while ago, this summer, I predicted that the early part of the summer would have very few hurricanes because there were no significant electrical alignments in the solar system. And one of the dates I chose was actually this September new moon, depending on the solar wind conditions and the strength of the August return current sheet. And it turns out it's very active because we can see that in the satellite, in monitoring the satellites.